Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And good evening to you. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Monroe College School of Information Technology. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and be sure to like us on Facebook too. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, my guest right now is Stephen Hines. He's a student here at Monroe College at the School of Information Technology. He has also served in the Army for 10 years. Thank you for your service, by the way.
You're welcome.
Now, tell us how you came to being here at the School of Information Technology. When were you first interested in computers or learning about this field?
So I was first interested in computers after changing my job in the military. I'd worked in warehousing and supply, you know, for about 7 years, and then the opportunity came. They said, hey, do you want to switch your job? I said, heck yeah. What will I be doing, you know? And they said, well, you're going to be working with computers. I said, all right, I'll do that, you know. So that's how it came about, and the interest just kind of grew because, you know, technology was, you know, fun.
Well, how do you combine your work background, your military background, with what you're learning here? How do you blend that in together?
So, I mean, as a student, you're constantly being called upon to lead different things, and my background in the military really helps me to do that. I'm a leader. So,
now, for information technology, how do you apply that in some ways? Again, coming from the military background that you have.
Yeah, so I was working desktop support in the military, and that's pretty much the entry-level positions that you're going to see when you go out into the workforce. So that's how I apply it, you know, basic troubleshooting, you know, routing, switching, you know, so that's how it kind of crosses over, you know, those entry-level skills.
In other words, that was kind of your base for learning all the other skills that you have. I mean, you are well-versed in so many applications, from PowerPoint to Word. You kind of put all that together?
Yes. PowerPoint, Word, routing, switching, I mean, all the basics of information technology, networking, I've done a little bit of it all.
One of the things I was reading with the background of this program is that information technology is constantly evolving. We see it every day. So you were kind of like maybe on the ground floor of that in some way when you started?
I would say so, yes.
And it just continues to expand for you?
Yeah, I mean, there has to be that certain curiosity there. That you know, you kind of want to learn and grow. So I just kind of feed that, you know, by digging in to different continuing education. You know, I'm looking at different types of programs. I'm looking at certifications. And it all comes back to that baseline of information technology and information services.
What are some of the things that you've been learning here that they've been teaching you that you've become proficient at or you've learned as you've gone along?
So some of the big things that I've learned here are dealing with project management and information technology. You know, how does a project start? How does it come to fruition? And how does it finish? And that's been a, you know, learning experience for me.
Well, as they were saying, like with information technology, it's learning how to make things work for other people. It's so important to learn that.
Yes, I would say that's true. And it's really kind of easy nowadays because everybody has access to, you know, these smart devices and, you know, so they have all their devices and things that they do. So it's really easy because, you know, they kind of learn it and then I'm just reinforcing.
What about coding? How does that apply to this?
Coding is a background for everything you do within, your phone. Behind that phone, behind the buttons you push is code. So everybody is using it without knowing it.
Is that a prerequisite? I mean, to learn for information technology, to make is learning how to code is a very valuable skill in today's workforce.
Yes, it is. And here at Monroe, they teach you several types of coding, from HTML, CSS, to Visual Basic, and C++. And they even have some Python classes here, which seems to be popular. I haven't taken it, but it is a rather popular class.
So what other types of courses are you taking in this program that you can tell us about?
I've taken database management, wireless technology, management information systems, Cisco routing. So you're really just reinforcing some of those things I told you about that I learned in the military. I'm just getting a little more theory and or some theory reinforced that I already had.
Now, where do you go from here? You're scheduled to graduate. We should mention that coming up in June, right? Now, where do you go from here once you leave Monroe?
You know, I don't know yet, but I'm currently looking for work, and, you know, we'll see. You know, the job hunt's going well. I've got a sector that I'm looking at, and really just kind of, you know, figuring it out.
So trying to figure out what that next step is going to be, but you have so much background you can apply to whatever that field of discipline you choose to go into.
Yes, I mean, for me specifically, I might look at cybersecurity, information security. That's really where my interests lie. So that's where I'm headed, and that's where I'm looking at.
Well, you mentioned that about cybersecurity. I mean, cyber terrorism has been in the news a lot. Is that something that you want to really kind of focus on? Because it's been talked about, but cybersecurity is something you want to specialize in?
Yeah, I'd really like to specialize in cybersecurity. I think it's very interesting and actually quite fun to mess around and work with.
So, I think troubleshooting is something else that you would also do with that?
Yeah, I mean, troubleshooting, penetration testing, ethical hacking, those are all aspects of cybersecurity.
Yeah, because we hear a lot in the news about how like Yahoo was hacked and it was hacked and all these other websites. So you try to troubleshoot it before it really becomes a very big problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You kind of get behind it and do some preventive measures and or, you know, if something does come up, you do your best to mitigate it and stop it.
All right. Well, it sounds like you have a very fine career ahead of you and, again, a tremendous background. And we wish you luck the rest of the way here.
All right. Thank you very much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Stephen Hines. He is, again, a student here at Monroe College. And he is, again, scheduled to graduate this coming June. Again, he is going for his Bachelor's of Science in Computer Information Systems. And we wish him all the best. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with more. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio Live. I'm Jim Cleefield. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
Waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And good evening, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio Live, broadcasting live from the Monroe College School of Information Technology here in the Bronx. That's their Bronx campus. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook if you'd rather. Westchester Talk Radio, that's where it is. And joining me right now, our guest right now, is Joyce James. She is an adjunct professor in IT project management here at the School of Information Technology. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Now, what exactly do you do as in the IT project management class? What do you actually teach your students?
So actually, I teach my students how to use project management and the key disciplines to help them as they manage, you know, through school, work, you know, prepare them so that when they do go into their career, they're able to use that discipline to help them be competitive in their jobs and to make sure that they're put some structure and organization around how they manage projects.
So this goes well beyond the technical aspect. This is about making your skills marketable for whatever that career goal might be.
Yes, and it's really, I mean, if you look at IT project management, you can use it in any aspect of your life. You can use it to manage your day-to-day, you know, have a schedule, make a list of things that you want to do, and then usually follow through on managing those activities until you complete them successfully. And so it's just giving them that discipline and that structure so that they can use project management so that they can see if it's something they want to go into further as a career. Or use it to help them put some structure and management around what they do day to day. So it's a win-win both from a personal as well as a professional potential opportunity to build a career around.
So this goes well beyond dealing with computers. I mean, it could be any field. I was talking to someone earlier. Healthcare is an area that's in demand, and I'm sure that's where IT can be very valuable as a skill.
Yeah. I mean, you can use, because it's IT project management, the foundational basis around it's, you know, how do you manage IT projects? So as an example, some company may have, they just hired 50 students, and they need to build a help desk. And so what IT technology would you need in order to support that new set of people coming in? So what do? You hire one of our project managers who may have graduated to say, okay, this is my requirements. This is what I want you to do. I want you to, you know, we have 50 new students coming in. I need to get them a laptop. I need them to get them workspace. I need to get them phones. And so you as the project manager will manage all those things to make sure the requirements you receive from this customer is satisfied within the schedule that they give you, with the results they're expecting, which is productive students at the end of the project, and that, you know, they're able to do that on time, on schedule, within budget.
So that's what the project manager basically does. It's a multifaceted approach to doing that.
Yes, yes. It is a multifaceted approach. And you can use project management in any discipline, in any industry, right? So you can use it whether you're in healthcare, in accounting, in IT, you know, because there are projects, even in your field, I'm sure there are projects that you work on every day, right? You may want to get into different markets. So what do? You identify it. So you may have a project manager that runs that for you to get you into that space that you want. So it's really multi-discipline career field that you could go into, and it's portable in any area, not only IT. But
so you really should go in with a, really thinking about the big picture. You shouldn't be narrow-minded. I mean, not focus on one particular area, but something you can apply IT to. It can go to any field.
Yeah, it's very portable. So yes, you can go into any field with the skills and the knowledge and the credentials, because there's an organization called PMI, Project Management Institute, where you can become certified. And if you're not familiar with project management, you can actually become a project assistant, so you can learn it, but then you will build up the credentials that you can need to become a certified project manager, and then that is very marketable as well. Most companies today, that when they hire project managers, they want to make sure you have the credentials so that they can have you run some of their very complex critical projects, and they want to make sure that you have the skills and you have that discipline and that program around how you apply those skills so that they make sure that they have the right people running those projects so that they're successful.
So really, when a student leaves your program, I mean, what do you want them to leave with the most? I mean, as far as experience.
So what I want them to leave with when they leave my class, I want them to be able to articulate what's a project manager, what are the skills that they need. understand the five processes around project management as far as the knowledge areas. You know, it's really around, you know, how do you plan, how do you execute, how do you monitor and control those projects, and then how you close them out. So those are some basic fundamentals of project managing that I want them to walk away with. But I also want them to take the skills that they've learned. There's a whole financial package around project management as well. You know, how do you make sure that you manage your costs, your time, and your schedule? And so I want them to take those skills they've learned and either apply it within their own personal life that they're managing, because we do. I manage my life as a project, but also take that skill and bring it to a company that may give them the opportunity to be a project assistant based on the fundamental, and then help them to get the deep skills and experience so they become credentialed or certified.
Work skills and life skills, so they really do go hand in hand, don't they?
Exactly, yes, they do.
All right. We're speaking with Joyce James. Again, she is an adjunct professor, IT project management, here at the Monroe College School of Information Technology. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live here from Monroe College School of Information Technology. Lots more ahead. I'm Jim Cleafield. We'll be back with more right after this.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And good evening to you. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Monroe College's School of Information Technology. I'm Jim Cleafield, along with my producer and engineer, Matt Cahan. And my guest right now joining us is Diane Novas. She's not only a student here at the School of Information Technology, I understand you're also the director of operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now tell us exactly about your experience and what you do here.
Well, I'm a student here at Monroe. I've been here for about 2.5 years, and I just love the school, and everybody is very helpful, from the professors to the people that work here. So everybody is very invested in the student advancement overall.
What interests you most about computers and information technology? What interests you the most about that?
I believe web development and also project management is one of my strongest fields.
Were you interested in developing your own website? Is that what you wanted to do the most?
Yes, absolutely.
And what kind of website were you thinking about?
Something in the marketing area, something also to assist veterans to better themselves.
Now, Sissa, you were proficient in computer languages and networking. Tell us a little bit about that. I was reading your background about that, and those are the areas you really are proficient in the most.
Absolutely. For the web developer courses, we study with HTML, Java, and those are some areas that we continue to develop every day. We have some courses that we've taken. We also have some groups that we put together to work towards our final projects, and that's how we develop a little bit of that.
Do you do it in teams? Is that how the projects work with different teams? That's how you do it?
Yes, and also individually.
Individually. So whatever their interest is, that's what they focus on.
Yes.
Now, what you do is, as far as the operating systems, and again, we talked about that, how are you able to apply what you've learned here and what you're able to do out in the real world?
It's something that I deal with every day. In my field, as a director of operations, I have to deal also with a lot of IT technicians that come to our sites. We have projects that we work on every day. So we're able to put into practice whatever we learn in the workplace.
In other words, being able to connect what you've done with your work background to what you're doing here at the college.
Yes.
Try to combine those together.
Yes. We just recently had a meeting where we actually selected two vendors to work on our EHR system. So everything that I learned here at Monroe, I was able to put into practice in those meetings.
As I heard earlier this evening, it's not just the technological side they're really concentrating on. It's marketing your skills, being able to branch out into those areas and those fields of discipline you want to get into.
Yes, everything that we're learning here, we're able to talk to other students, we're able to talk to the professors here, and put that into practice whenever we go into interviews.
All right. Well, Diana, we appreciate your joining us, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, we've been speaking with Diana Novas. Again, she's not only a student here at the School of Technology, Information Technology, she's also the Director of Operations. And we'll be back with more. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from Monroe College's School of Information Technology. I'm your host, Jim Cleefield, with you, along with my producer-engineer, Matt Cahan. And joining us right now, our guest is Shango Tayimba. Is that it?
Tayimba.
And what are you with now? You have your own business, I understand. You graduated here from the school, actually, in 2016, last year.
Yes, I did. I graduated cum laude.
And what do you do now?
Went back to running my own business. What happened was I was in a situation where a lot of the organizations and other companies that I was trying to do work for, they wanted me to have more of a formal education. I had already had quite a bit of experience out in the field. So what I did was I decided to come back to school and get my education in. Once I got that, some of them was still saying that you're overqualified. I'm like, okay. So went back and did a little backtracking and got back into starting the business up again, and now we're up and running.
So what does the Monroe College experience mean to you? What did it mean to you as far as your overall career development?
Well, being at Monroe College, they actually allowed me to select a lot of the classes that I needed to take, as opposed to going along the career path that they had set for the average student. So they pretty much made some exceptions for me because of my experience in the field and what I came in with, and that made the transition a whole lot smoother. So with that, I give them their props for that.
So would you say your work background served you well in the educational side here?
Yes, it did, because it actually allowed me to help a lot of the professors teach the class, because if there was something that that had changed in the field, I was able to address it, say, excuse me, professor, that's changed, or that's not how it's done anymore, or they do it like this now, and this is what's replacing that. And so it not only, my experience not only helped me, but it helped my fellow students, helped my classmates.
Well, we talked about earlier tonight that how information technology continues to evolve very rapidly in so many different areas, social media, I mean, and you've experienced a lot of that.
Yes, I have. It's the way that we write HTML code to the time when I was in high school programming with Pascal, Fortran, Cobol, and BASIC. Now we have the Java, the HTML, and all the other different languages out here that people are using, not only to build web pages, but to build mobile applications and web applications that help other businesses and firms connect and work better and give them that opportunity to do an information interchange or exchange and create the pathway for it to happen more smoothly. Yeah, sure, it's a lot more protocols that we have to learn about and a lot more protocols that we have to become experts in. But overall, it helps the whole world work better.
All right, very good information. Shango, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, again, we've been speaking with Shango Taimba. He's, of course, a graduate of Monroe College's School of Information Technology. And again, we wish him all the best. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we're broadcasting live tonight from the Monroe College School of Information Technology here in the Bronx. I'm Jim Cleefield. Lots more coming up, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live tonight from Monroe College's School of Information Technology here in the Bronx. I'm Jim Cleefield. And just a reminder, as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can also like us on Facebook. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me right now, my guest is a senior here at the School of Information Technology, Lyndon Johnson. Good to join us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, as I said, in the years you've been here, what is the Monroe College experience mean to you as far as information technology and where you want to go?
Being an international student coming in, the environment was really, that one could, you know, of a family. So coming in from Jamaica and having that experience here in New York, the school really helped me, you know, fit into this new society, also giving me, you know, new skills in terms of different coding languages and so on.
Is that an area that you're most interested in learning more about coding and how to do that and apply it to, let's say, whatever your field of discipline is?
Yes, because I'm actually a graphic designer, so meshing that with coding in HTML5, JavaScript, jQuery, that has really helped me. Here has really helped me combine those two into something that I would love to do.
Well, in graphic designing, are you interested in designing a website, perhaps?
Actually, I'm doing a course right now called Senior Seminar, where I'm actually designing a functional website for my group. So I'm actually the one who's in charge of connecting database to the website and also the interface and everything for the website.
So from the time you came here to the time you're now as a senior, I mean, what have you learned over these last 4 years in terms of your progress in learning information technology?
Coming in, I was just I knew a few basic languages such as C#. Now leaving, I know jQuery, I know PHP. So over the time I've been here, I've seen myself progressed in ways I didn't think imagine. I came here an average student, and I've come here and I have a 4.0 GPA. So that is something I'm really proud of.
Well, anytime you go into a new experience, there's always an adjustment, and I'm sure the faculty was very caring and helpful, as they are with all their students, and helping them become better and really reach for their highest potential.
Yes, definitely. The professors here are great simply because they are very approachable. Even out of class, you can stop them, you can say, hey, professor, I need help with this. What is your point of view on this? And they will always be happy to help you.
So whatever issue comes up, they can kind of help you with that particular problem, and then you can kind of apply it to whatever you're doing?
Yes, definitely. Even if they don't know right offhand, they'll definitely do their best to do some research and even get back to you and say, hey, you can check on this, read this, and so on, yeah.
So do you see yourself taking your career, let's say, in the local area, or where do you plan to go from here after you leave?
Well, I do plan on definitely looking for work, but it's wherever the wind blows, really. So if it takes me here in Westchester County, I will definitely go for it.
Well, we wish you all the best. Congratulations on your graduation, and a good luck to you in the future.
Thank you. And same to you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Lyndon Johnson. He is a senior here at Monroe College's School of Information Technology. I'm Jim Cleafield. Lots more to come. Again, Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live again from Monroe College's School of Information Technology. We're in the Bronx tonight. That's where we are. More ahead, and we'll be back with more right after this word.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark, Shark Creative.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live all evening from Monroe College's School of Information Technology in the Bronx. I'm Jim Cleafield. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook if you wish. Westchester Talk Radio, that's the place to be. I'm Jim Cleafield, along with my producer, engineer, Matt Cahan. Thank him. And also our boss, our esteemed Andrew Castellano of Shark Media and Shark Creative for all his hard work. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good evening, everybody.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.